A cornerstone of President Trump's campaign was reviving America's factories. But he now is weighing a decision that could pit steel producers against the companies that use the material to assemble those finished products. The Carolinas are home to one of the country's largest steel producers, as well as many manufacturers that rely on cheaper imports. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Robotic arms coil steel wire into a roll that's 4.5 inches in diameter. It is then dropped onto a conveyor belt, where workers pick up the wire and package it into boxes. John Martin owns Marmac Wire in the small town of McBee, South Carolina, 1.5 hours south of Charlotte. He says this rebar tie wire is the core of his business.
So anytime you build a bridge, a dam, the World Trade Center, you may very well be using our rebar tie wire.
On this day, 2/3 of the raw steel he had at the plant is from U.S. steel mills. The rest was imported at a lower cost. He worries a decision from President Trump could make steel imports more expensive.
If all of a sudden there are tariffs on our raw material, we know that prices will go up, but we really don't know what all the results will be.
That's because the president could do a variety of things under a trade law that allows him to designate cheap steel imports as a threat to the country's national security. That's only been used twice since the 80s. Martin just isn't sure what to expect.
Businessmen thrive on predictability.
And he's concerned his business may suffer, especially if the president chooses to raise tariffs on cheap imported steel, which would please John Ferriola. He's the head of Nucor Corporation, one of the largest steel producers in the country, with more than 24 sites in the southeast. Federal data shows steel imports are up 20% from last year.
But they've been shipping in, and as this continues to get delayed, they continue to surge. And it's reached a critical point now.
Based on what Trump said earlier this year, Ferriola thought he would have taken some action by now. Nucor has a few connections to the White House. The former CEO was an advisor to Trump, and Ferriola was on the Manufacturing Council before it was disbanded. Ferriola says the company has been bringing individual trade cases for years to deal with the problem, but that's inefficient and expensive.
So we call it whack-a-mole. You know, you finally beat one down, another one pops up, and it's just an endless process.
The latest for Nucor? This week, the Commerce Department said companies from 7 countries were exporting steel to the States at an unfairly low cost. They're still awaiting a final trade court ruling on that, but there have been a couple thousand similar investigations over the past 3 decades. So while this week's finding may be a minor victory, Ferriola wants the president to use a law that would deal with cheap steel imports more broadly.
We are not asking for protection. I just go crazy when I hear people say that the steel industry is asking for protection. We are not. We don't want protection. What we want is a level playing field.
But protection is what Chad Bown calls it. He's a trade economist with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He worries this case could open the floodgates for manufacturers who use steel in the products they make.
Those downstream industries say, you know what? We're having a difficult time competing with imports. We should deserve protection as well. They could be the next industries that come forward and say, hey, I want to file my own case to stop imports from coming in the products that I make and have to compete in the American market for.
Now, it's unclear when Trump will announce a decision on steel imports. Administration officials have said he has other policy priorities he wants to address first. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.